Good Sunday morning, everybody. Good Sunday. It is February 4th, 2018. Happy Super Bowl Day, LII, or 52, Super Bowl 52. And this is the Walking Leader 365. We're going to recap what we talked about all week. Begin with the end in mind, the second habit of the seven habits of highly effective people. And it's been a long week. I hope you got something out of this. I hope you took a little bit away. I hope you understand where I'm coming from with this. And I hope you understand why it's important to change. Because at this point, this is where I see negativity and the positive. They butt heads. They combine. They clash. This is the front lines. This is that battle that'll make people or break people. This is that moment in time when you decide that, hey, I'm going to do something. And you also have to realize that it's also going to be that opportunity for people to criticize you, to talk about you, to put you down, to minimize you, to question you for who do you think you are. But it's also that same moment that when after you share with others, that you recognize that everyone is not like you. Not everyone is like you. Everyone is different. And that's when you realize that you're going to be positive about this. You can't join other people's misery. Sure, it might have been fun when you were growing up, but now you're an adult. Things are different. You cannot let the misery of other people dictate your future. You cannot let little interruptions bother you. You cannot let little things bother you. Now is the moment when you realize you have an objective, you have a mission, you have a vision. You're going forward. And now comes that moment when everything changes. You have to respect others on their own path. Share with them, inspire them, guide them, motivate them. They'll do the same to you. And if they don't, well, now you know who's not in your corner. Now you know who's not right along for the ride, who's not enjoying the journey. Now you know who has other agendas, and you don't need to be a part of that. But you also know who the people are you're going to cooperate with, because the intersecting paths and the parallel paths are opportunity for growth, opportunities to grow and learn from each other, not just competition, but to learn from each other, to grow. And when you're doing all of that, when you're learning and you're growing, document. Oh, please document. Don't forget to document. Write it all down. Make it real. Own it. Own it. Own it. Just own it. You're responsible for your goals. You're responsible for your mission. You're responsible for your vision. You're responsible for all of that. That's why you write it down. That's why you have to keep it real. You have to give it legs. It has to walk with you. It has to talk with you. It has to kick you in the backside when you need kicking in the ass, when you need a kick in the seat of your pants just to get you going. That's why you write it down, because you're learning, you're growing, and you're remembering why you're on that mission to begin with, why you're on that journey. See, you will reach your goals. You will come to the end as long as you keep all of that within reach, and always do what you can to reach it from the very beginning to the end. Always go and look further, look beyond, and keep reaching from day one. So January 31st, 2019, I want $1 million in my bank account, but I know that today it's within reach. It is within reach, and I've got less than a year to go. So I'm going to do everything I can. And I will do everything I can to ensure that everything that happens between now and then will happen, because I'm beginning this journey with the end in mind. And the end is not necessarily the end, folks. Remember, that's just the beginning for your next journey. And again, and again. And it'll just keep repeating throughout the rest of your life. So keep growing, keep learning, keep striving for more. And every day there's going to be a new end and there's going to be a new beginning. And on that note, I wish you good luck. Remember, begin with the end in mind. And most of all, make today and every day better than yesterday. That's how you're going to get there a little bit faster. I'll talk to you tomorrow.